closing out these things. You know, our goaltender was nothing short of outstanding, unbelievable, whatever the adjective is tonight. He was, in the second period, made, I think, three or four, you know, 10 bellers. So, you know, he was tremendous.
Does it mean anything now that with Washington's loss, you guys basically are in control of your own fate?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look up. You know, I'm not sure. We'd like everyone to lose, obviously. It'd be best.
You don't have to. You can just win.
Oh, whatever. But I'm not sure. I wouldn't know at this moment.
Last two wins, Ron, what you characterize as character wins, just the, you know, the blowing of the lead but coming back and getting the win.
It's good to win. I don't know if they're, you know, we just need to be better in the last 10 minutes when we have two goal leads. Obviously, it's two in a row. I think all the goals are in the last 10, so we need to be better there, no question.
You get a bit of an emotional lift, though, from a big, you know, an overtime win like that. I mean,
well, as long as you keep winning, you're going to feel okay, but, you know, there's still, you still need to, can't avoid the fact that we're not closing out games. Earlier this year, we were really strong. I thought in the last 10 minutes, it seems like we're getting a little, okay, we got the lead, let's just get out of here. Earlier this year, we had, a little less hesitancy with ourselves, and I think it's, you know, I mean, it's nothing blatant, point shot. It's a, you know, bounce off our guy, rebound, but it's enough. We're spending enough time in our zone that, you know, stuff can happen.
It's like your top line come through again for your offensive.
Yeah, they're playing as good as anyone that I've seen lately, so we'd love them to continue.